ya shiga kunnon da ya kamata Allah kuma sa a dace amin sai kuma wasi karka Musa Abuwaji dake DCPS PO Box 40 a jihar Taraba tarayyar Najeriya kace ni dai ba bakon mai tsaron ku bane domin na sha sai sama da shekaru 20 ina tsaron tsarin sashen Hausa na radio da wasu bane amma wata rubutu wasi ka wannan shine ta biyu na rubutu wata farko din da an karanto ba don haka ne na fata rubutu wannan tare da fatan za a karanto ta a game da shirye-shiryen ku kuwa sai mu ce dai to alhamdulillah to mu sai akwage yau ko na fika ka an karanto da fatan ka gamsu wasiƙar karshe a yau ta zo daga Ahmad A Abdalla da ke Libya a kwatin gidan waya PO Box 3502 a unguwar mai ɗan aljazar da ke Tripoli ya ce na rubuto wannan wasiƙa ne kawai don in isar da saƙo zuwa ga shugaban ƙasar Najeriya Olusegun Obasanjo tare da yi masa kira da ya gaggauta sauka daga mulki da zarar lokacinsa ya kammala idan ba haka ba to shi da kanshi zai ce zan yaka kuma zai jefa Najeriya cikin wani mummunan hali to Malam Ahmad A Abdalla da fatan wanda ka rubuta ma wannan wasiƙa ya je jama'a baki daya nan muka zo karshen shirin wasiƙun masu sauraro na wannan lokaci a madadin dukkan abokan aiki da suka tallafa mani ni Yahuza
The news said by Timothy Paul. The Prime Minister Kamal Mohan Singh has said the government is considering the feasibility of extending low interest on loans to Hindu leaders. He has also asked the textile and finance ministers to look at the debt problem affecting lending cooperatives in the country. Dr. Singh was speaking at a function to mark the launch of Hindu Mart in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister said the handloom mart will provide a collective identity to Indian handwoven products. He also appeals to the people to use handloom products at least once a week. The Prime Minister also ordered 11 mart weavers from each state. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee will debate the Indo-U.S. Patriotic Amendment Bill. The House of Representatives International Relations Committee, HIRC, gave its crucial approval to the bill by a vote of 37-5 made on Tuesday. The legislation endorsing the bill makes changes in U.S. Atomic Energy Act to allow India's specific waivers. This would help resume nuclear exchanges between the two countries. India and Russia yesterday emphasized the need for enhancing further cooperation in the oil and gas sector between the two countries. In a meeting between the visiting Deputy Chairman of Russian Federation, Mr. Alexander Zhukov, and Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Mr. Mohideira, in New Delhi yesterday, the two sides agreed to take forward the cordial and fruitful relations in general and in hydrocarbon sector in particular. The European Commission will be taking up a charter development initiative in Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. The Frozen Bridge at a seminar in New Delhi yesterday, its ambassador to India, Bhutan and Nepal, Mr. Francisco Dasamirazo, said that the initiative called State Partnership Program to be jointly executed with the government of India would accelerate progress towards Millennium Development Goals. The U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, has vowed that the United States will not abandon its fight against militants in Afghanistan. Dr. Rice, who reached Afghanistan after a visit to Pakistan, was speaking to reporters in Kabul after talks with President Karzai. Dr. Rai said Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the United States would defeat ruthless, determined enemies. Her visit comes amid rising security concerns in the country and also finds significance in the wake of President Karzai's recent criticism of NATO and U.S.-led security operations in his country. He deplored the death of Afghan. His comments last week highlighted claims with Washington over the coalition's efforts to confront the Taliban and other insurgents. In Nepal, the senior Maoist leaders, Dr. Baburam Bhattarai and Mr. Krishna Bahadur Mahara, led the Indian ambassador, Mr. Shiv Shankar Mukherjee, at Kathmandu yesterday. Embassy sources said that during the meeting, both sides discussed the current political situation in the country. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Mahara said, Maoist side raised the issue of immediate release of its detained leaders in Indian jails. The UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has urged Iran to respond quickly to a package of international incentives offered in return for Tehran to suspend its uranium enrichment program. Mr. Annan, who met Iranian Foreign Minister Manoj Sinha Mutafi on Tuesday for the second time in less than a week, repeated his suggestion that Iran should speed up its response to the proposals by the five former members of the UN Security Council and Germany. The United States has also offered to go in Europe and talk to Iran if it agrees to suspend Iranian enrichment. The quarterfinal lineup for the World Cup has been drawn. The first quarterfinal to be played on Friday will figure two football giants, Germany and Argentina. In the next match to be played later that night, Italy will lock horns with Ukraine. The third quarterfinal match will be played within Portugal and England, while Brazil will take on France on the 1st of next month. To end the news, now the main point. Government is considering to extend low interest rate on loans to handloom leaders. U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to debate the Indo-US today. And in World Cup football, Germany and Argentina to clash in the first quarterfinal. That is the end of this news bulletin.
This is the Indian Overseas Service of All India Radio. It's time now for Christopher Hilbert, a crook by Scotty Dove. on the other side.
There was a big mountain
with
a lot of hot water.
So a natural hot water well.
Yeah, and in this place we had a treatment center for alcohol and drugs addicted people.
And we started there in 92.
It started slowly. Everything started slowly there because maybe you could try to imagine this place. It's, as I said, in the middle of nowhere. And there were just two buildings. One house, which was very old, where we could live in, but it needed new doors, it needed new windows, and a lot more. And the big building, which we were calling the school, was in the same condition. So when we arrived in the summer of 92, we just couldn't start like that. We had to repair a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we took some boys in, I think we started before, and they were helping us with making everything nice and warm.
Yeah, renovating the place.
Yeah, it was in a way part of the treatment.
We had a working program,
and that time they were working in the house.
But you don't start a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center just out of the blue. What prompted you to set up this thing? What gave you the idea?
The idea was from a man with a beautiful name, Snotty. He is an alcoholic himself. And we met him before we arrived in Krizvik, and we had talks together. And he was really the drive of the center. It was his dream for years.
So he was a recovered alcoholic?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
It was his idea. So he did a lot of work, a lot of paperwork and to get license and talk with the government before we came. When we arrived, a lot of things were done, and we had to start with our practical things.
Iceland has a bad reputation when it comes to alcohol abuse. The Icelandic drink a lot. Well, in a society where it is acceptable to drink a lot, it must be difficult for people to recognize they have a problem, because it's all around you.
But I don't think it's right that we should have in Iceland a greater alcohol problem than we have in Holland or wherever. The difference maybe with Holland and other countries, they are really drunk. They are really drunk.
But it doesn't mean they're not just slightly tipsy or whatever, just they're just flat on their faces, yeah. Completely out of it.
Completely, yeah. But it doesn't mean that they're always drunk. And that's often how people talk about it. But what I do is they open a bottle and they finish it.
Oh, and we are just
social drinkers, and we take a glass of wine for dinner, maybe later in the evening, and that's it. But it's I think it's in their writing a lot.
It's not only with alcohol, it's with everything.
يوصف بأنه حصريها في أجزاء أيضا معينة أو أجزاء المحتلة عام 67. يعني هذه ربما تكون بادرة إلى حد كبير تقدمية
إلى حد ما. ولكن كان هنالك نص في هذه الوثيقة يقول بأن المقاومة هي سوف تكون داخل في مناطق 67. ولكن ماذا لو كان هنالك عملية انتحارية داخل هذا سوف يكون مبرر أو غير مبرر؟ وبالتالي فأنا الموضوع إسرائيليا هو الإسرائيليين يهتمون بذلك. الإسرائيليين يهتمون بالنقاط الحلافة التي
يتمتع هذا التصريح بالشخصية في نهاية المطاف من انسحب طوعا من الفكرة السنة الماضية بعد 14 أسود من تواجدها هناك. والعملية العسكرية تعتمد استراتيجية صفوف ضحايا في صفوف المدنيين. ويقول ذلك أيضا إلى أن صفوف المدنيين يضع إسرائيل في صفة الاتهام وإسرائيل في حال الاحتجاجات الدولية. يحمل بأن تسير الأمور على هذا النحو وأن لا يفقد الطرفان السيطرة على مجرى الأحداث لا يعني الوصول في جديدة من العنف. مبدئيا لا يمكن أن نقول بأن إسرائيل لا يحق لها تحرير جنديها المخطوف ولو بالعنف. ينظر العديد من الفلسطينيين إلى هذا الجندي كممثل عن الاحتلال لكن اختطاف الجندي يظل غير شرعيا ولا
a-t-il toujours disposé à rapporter ses échanges et ses coopérations dans ce domaine avec les autres pays du monde, notamment les pays en voie de développement, afin de promouvoir en commun la paix et le progrès du monde?
Vous êtes sur les signes internationales, la météo du jeudi, puis on est arrivé, aujourd'hui, on va avoir des conflits officiels en Afrique, et puis c'est autrement au Maghreb, à l'Algérie, d'Algérie, ce soir à Tunisie, avec la température de 31 degrés dans la journée et 19 degrés dans la nuit, et puis à Rabat, Laos, ce sera quand même tenu avec la température de 22 degrés dans la journée et 16 degrés dans la nuit. Au sud, à Rabat, le Mali, les offages, continuerons avec la température de 32 degrés dans la journée et 22 degrés dans la nuit. Maintenant, pour mon regard vers l'Asie, plus exactement à Pékin, il sera très beau avec la température de 30 degrés dans la journée et 17 degrés dans la nuit. Plus au sud, à Shanghai, les autres départs continueront avec la température de 27 degrés dans la journée et 21 degrés dans la nuit. Voilà la fin de la météo. Merci pour votre attention. Je vous invite à vous abonner pour aller au Chine à l'international.
Afrique en marche, une émission spécialement dédiée à ce magnifique continent.
Vous avez besoin de cette nouvelle d'Afrique. Les délégués africains participant aux 8e consultations préalables au sommet des chefs d'État de l'Union africaine prévues du 1er au 2 juillet à Banjul, capitale de la Gambie, ont plaidé pour une vaste mobilisation en faveur de la promotion de la charte africaine des droits de l'homme et des peuples adoptée par la génération de l'unité africaine en juin 1981 à Nairobi. Ils ont affirmé que pour être appliqués, les droits de la femme doivent être d'abord connus officiellement.
La personne âgée, elle, ce qui caractérise la phase canadienne, c'est que ses défenses, que ce soit celle-là comme d'autres, sont affaiblies. Et ce dont je vous parlais tout à l'heure, ce ralentissement progressif de 48 heures d'agression permanente, les glandes sudorifères ne sont plus capables de fabriquer quoi que ce soit. Donc c'est pas la même chose. Et dire qu'il va falloir faire voir ces personnes âgées,
Dans un cas, ils sont en train de sécher, c'était les petits. Dans l'autre cas...